79 days since your team was on the field. How good is it to be back?
Yeah, it's a beautiful feeling. You know, 179 might have been a little too long. You know, coaches, players, certainly everybody in the organization was waiting for this day. And man, what a feeling.
There's obviously a lot of acclimatization today with getting players to run the waggle and special teams. What's the most difficult thing to teach a new player and coach a new player?
I think just that, you know, just understand the nuances of the game. Coming up here, you know, a lot of guys, we covered some stuff last night in meetings, and then, you know, being able to take that to the field for the first time. So, you know, there's a little bit of a period where we give a little bit of grace. You know, there'll be a lot of stuff for us to coach off of today, obviously, our first day out there. But a lot of these cats figured out what wind looks like, too, out here, which is nice. So.
This is rookie camp. What do you look for to have a player stand out in this rookie camp? What do they have to do?
Yeah, you know, it's a lot of things. Certainly, you know, taking what we teach them in those meetings to the field as far as what their job entails. But we're looking at everything, details, how they work individual drills, you know, even how they are transitioning from drill to drill. You know, we've been trying to set that set a bar from that standpoint. And then even some of the guys that have returned who were with us last year, you know, they've been pushed to kind of lead the group. So seeing what those leadership skills look like from the young bucks, right? So there's so many things that we look at. And, you know, I just told them, hey, there's always eyes on you, whether we see it in real time or we catch it on film. So, you know, be the professional we ask you to be.
What did you make of Jake Mayer being out there and throwing the football with some of those rookies too?
Yeah, no, it's awesome to see him. You know, I caught Jake and Tommy walking on the field and green and white for the first time. Just a little different, I think, for everybody, but happy as ever to have them. And certainly, you know, their understanding of the playbook, I think, is a little bit of a step ahead for just new quarterbacks coming into the position. So, no, man, very pleased.
Is there anything in particular that caught your eye today, whether it was a play, a player, a facet of the team that really stood out?
Yeah, I mean, I think some of the size of some of these guys, you know, we got some pretty big DBs out there, our offensive line, we got a couple big jokers, and then, you know, I think just seeing some of the guys, you know, understanding the tempo, but also playing aggressive within the means of that and still being professional. You know, I saw Aaron Patrick have a good couple reps in the team run period. So yeah, our junior player, Urban, got himself a little pick there, you know. So you know, I'm sure I can't wait for what the nicknames are for Urban. They calling him Keith Urban earlier, so we'll see if that sticks. So no, man, there was a lot of good stuff out there today.
Liam Hoskins, I mean, you drafted him obviously and we're high on him. What do you think he brings? What impressed you on draft night and subsequently?
Yeah, I mean, size and speed, certainly, and just his motor is incredible. You know, he has positional flex. You know, he can play the defensive end spot, and we're giving a look right now at linebacker as well to see if he can handle that. And he's doing a pretty good job so far. So, you know, his versatility to be able to bounce him around. Obviously, you can put him in sub packages, but certainly, you know, what he's going to bring to the team and giving himself the best chance is, you know, going to be on special teams, and he is a butt kicker.
I'll ask you about a couple more of your draft picks. Seth Hundeby and Daniel Weeb, both U of S guys. What have you seen from them that you like, and what do you hope they bring to this camp?
Yeah, I think first, you know, I'll start with Seth. Just his command, you know, out there, he's one of the most vocal guys already, and, you know, he's only had a day and a half in the playbook, and he's out there commanding, so that's awesome to see. Obviously, his size and his speed as well. But that was really good to see, and he's working on his long snap and you know, another tool in his tool belt. And then with Daniel, I mean, certainly it showed up even in the special teams drills. You know, he's going to, you know, return a kick, and guys are trying to make sure he doesn't get outside, and quickly you find out how quick and how fast he is, right? So excited for those guys and encouraged for them. It's a familiar territory for them, you know, so it's nice to see.
What's been the biggest message for players like those players coming from U Sports and West who are participating in their first ever professional rookie camp about just managing expectations and being able to perform at their highest level all while at a level they haven't played out before?
Yeah, I'm not a huge believer in managing managing expectations. I believe whatever expectation you have for yourself, which I hope is high, that's what we're going to chase. So for the young guys coming in, you know, it's just, you know, don't be eyes too wide and eyes too bright. You know, just understand you're here for a reason, and everybody at some point or another was in their same spot. So come out here and be the player that you believe you to be, and do that at 100 freaking miles per hour.
I'm wondering if you could tell me more about Josh Donnelly, one of your new offensive coaches. You know, he's pretty young, could probably be out here, and I think he was out here a couple years ago when he was a rookie, as a quarterback. What have you seen from him, and what got him on the staff?
Yeah, he's still the worst quarterback we have out here, so I'm glad he's coaching now. but, man, bright young mind. You know, we had him out here last year as a guest coach, and it made the transition easy, you know, for us to bring him on board full time, and he's a worker bee. He gets it, man. He gets it. I'm excited for this year for him, and ultimately I'm excited for his future.
Yeah, how rare is it for a guy that young to be out on a CFL team like this, you know, coaching on a big stage?
Yeah, I'd say it kind of rare, but Mueller was similar, kind of the same, you know. At least we gave Donnelly the quarterbacks, you know, where Mueller had to start on defense. But I mean, there's arguments that, you know, regardless of those two positions, that there's benefits to both. So both obviously outstanding coaches, and both not very good quarterbacks.